Welcome to the Gentleman Geek Podcast with your hosts Peter and Andy. Follow us on Twitter at gentleman_geek. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome into the Gentleman Geek Podcast. I am your host, Peter, and with me as always, Andy Hara. How are you doing today, sir?
Not bad, how about you?
Not too bad. So on today's episode, we have some Geekly Rewind topics, as well as some news and notes spanning from Xbox and Sony, some Endgame spot review, and a new little segment that we're going to try to kick off here with some games and some speculation. So as always, you can find all of our content at gentlemangeekpodcast.wordpress.com. Let's get into it.
Geekly Rewind.
Geekly Rewind.
Alrighty. Nailed it. It feels good. Nailed it. Almost ran out of breath.
Took a lot of tries, though.
It took, what, are we 16 episodes deep now?
Yeah.
Yeah, just kidding. We'll get there, everybody. Eventually. It'll just become second nature. Okay, so this week on the Geekly Rewinds, we want to touch base on a topic we just talked about last weekend. News broke about the pricing shortly after we recorded last week, which is kind of a bummer, but we get to add it here. Yep. So prices broke, and the lightsaber itself, all complete, is going to be $158. Now, they did break it down in the Fatherly article. It's going to be $109 for the hilt, and then $49 for the light. What do you think about that?
I think it's pretty cheap.
It is cheap. Cheap and expensive at the same time. You think about like a... I'll let you get on your point, but you think of a family of four, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I get that, but you know, go to ThinkGeek and buy a Force FX saber.
It's more money.
More money.
Yeah, and you don't get to customize it at all. I think the article also did confirm that you are able to construct it yourself, like you had wanted or brought up last time. So that's also pretty awesome. And I think with that, they did confirm as well that there's going to be replica and custom.
Yeah.
So just like we said last week, which is pretty sweet. The other topic we want to touch base on, I think this was like two or three episodes ago, is regarding the Sonic.
The fans win.
Yeah. So Sonic, I'm not sure if it was petitions or something, but there was a large outroar on social media. Huge, right?
Yeah.
And the creators of the Sonic movie have decided to reanimate the character. Now, I think we're on two sides of the fence here. Let me put this out there first. I don't like the animation for Sonic. It looks weird. He looks like a hairy little monkey man.
Yep.
But I don't think the fans should be giving such power to just be able to change anything they want. How far will this go?
Yeah, but we're the people that pay them.
Yes, we pay them. But what if the vision of the director, what if his vision, you would maybe forget the model or something like that, and you would just enjoy the movie?
No. I mean, I'm a purist when it comes to character,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah,
character design.
Yep.
So let's say, for instance, we'll use the original Super Mario Brothers movie,
yep.
for example.
Yeah.
So how would you feel if Mario and Luigi weren't plumbers and they were cops?
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Don't try to twist it.
I'm not going to twist it.
It's a difference in character design because they're wearing different clothes.
Yeah, that's different, though.
No, it's
plumbers
not,
and police is not animation and how they look.
It's if you different
said,
clothes.
If Mario wore all black.
What if they had no mustaches?
Okay. I would probably be upset about it.
No mustaches in police uniforms. How would you feel about that?
I think the director should be able and be given the right present his vision of the movie.
Okay, yeah, I understand that he has artistic license.
Yeah.
But God, it's so ugly. I'm sorry.
It's bad. It's really bad. I'm not going to sit here and say, "Oh yeah, man, like it's totally fine and whatever. It's horrible. It was a bad decision.
I think honestly, it should be taken as constructive criticism.
Yeah,
because there were some people that were really.
Yeah, there were some nasty comments out there.
There was a lot of hate.
Yeah. Well, did you happen to see the screenshots of Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik?
I did. I felt that
I think it was pretty good.
I feel that he looks
the
pretty,
part, right?
Pretty accurate.
Yeah.
He's not as
well, wasn't Dr. Robotnik just I know he was fat, but wasn't that a robotic body he was in?
I don't really know.
I don't know either. I might.
But I mean, either way, he looks like he's supposed to. I felt that the design that they made for his character,
yep,
fits.
All right.
Fits pretty well, you know.
No, I agree. I like Dr. Robotnik. I agree that Sonic looks like a spazzed out monkey hairy man. Like, I don't like it. But again, I think the director should be able to be given his free license of, I was hired to do this job, this is what I decided to do. And
well, look at it from this standpoint. Maybe he's afraid of the movie bombing, because you know how diehard video game fans are.
Yeah,
they will boycott over the smallest, dumbest thing.
Yes, they will.
Just to prove a point.
Yeah, they will. They will. So, to me, I think that this can get out of hand with movies coming up. I think it. You got to be careful when you give people an inch, right? Because they're always going to try to take that mile.
But
I guess might be just an outlier, right? This is people's childhood. They kind of want it to be what they remembered it to be. So I'll give them a pass this time, I guess. But honestly, I think they kind of misstepped. But that's just my
opinion. I still think the fan base should have a voice. That's what I think. Yeah. Only because they're the people that make it
for the products. Yeah.
They make it possible for the product to happen. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
I agree. I mean, you're not wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong.
If they had come out and said, "Hey, these are our designs. What are you guys thinking?" Did like a survey.
Yeah, if they can't, I agree. Like half a year ago, or I don't know, maybe 8 months ago, when it was announced, they did that silhouette of Sonic. They didn't show any of the features.
Oh, no,
they just did the outline.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, sweet, this looks pretty good. And then they get the face is what's the messed up part. So,
yeah, the creepy teeth, too.
Yeah. So did you have anything else you want with that?
No, all it's right. A dead subject.
Okay, let's get the news notes.
News and notes from Everything Geek.
Yeah.
All right. So, first topic tonight is going to be the Xbox and Sony joining forces, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't really see that yet.
It's going to be small baby steps, I think.
Yeah. So, the announcement was regarding Sony partnering with Microsoft to use Microsoft Azure, which is a cloud-based computing platform. And the reason why was so that both companies can work towards a better gaming entertainment streaming service collaborative. So at this time, it's really just an agreement or a memorandum is what they called it.
Yeah.
So it's like handshakes. There's nothing, no real contract or anything like that. It's kind of like, we'll play nice, you play nice, and then, you know,
we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Which kind of surprises me, because didn't Sony, I guess it doesn't surprise me, this is business, this is the world, and we'll get into why it doesn't surprise me in a minute, but didn't Sony kind of hold back Microsoft from getting a Blu-ray drive? Didn't that happen?
They attempted to, but I mean, this isn't the first time that Sony has agreed to play nice with another company and withdraw last minute.
Uh-oh.
Remember?
Nintendo
PlayStation.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that little backstabby-stabby.
But that was both parties that were
was both parties
on that.
You're very
because
right.
they were fighting over the media rights.
Mm-hmm.
Who was going to, you know,
right,
get the most.
Right. So again, will this lead to crossplay? I don't think so yet. I really don't.
Yeah, it might.
It's a good pathway, I think. I think
I'll tell you this much, I'll be pissed if Final Fantasy 14 comes out on Xbox.
Oh yeah. Well, you at least you get Spider-Man out of the PS4, right?
Yeah, I know, but
maybe it'll look better on the 1X. What's the one you got there?
Yeah,
the 1X. 1X. Yeah. So I don't think this will lead to cross-play just yet. However, there are signs that PlayStation is opening up. I mean, they've released the iOS app, right? Yep. So that's available now. So they are opening up these things, their SDKs, to other platforms to kind of use and manipulate a little bit.
Find more ways to make money.
That's right. I think one of the biggest questions that kind of came out of this, for me at least, was, do you think Xbox and PlayStation are getting scared of Google Stadia, the online-only platform through Google?
I think it's more that they're more afraid of pissing off their customers.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, you think about it.
Because PlayStation fanboys seem very happy with just keeping everything to themselves, and Xbox, they don't seem to want, the community doesn't seem to want to let PlayStation on.
PlayStation fanboys aren't hardcore gamers.
No, probably not. But to me, I honestly think this is going to come out of E3, is we're going to see that whatever alliance you think you have with whatever system you've always been loyal to, it's going to mean nothing. It's going to be just nothing now, because there's going to be so much availability to cross play. And if the cloud service does allow for cross saves and things like that.
Well, I mean, you're already going to have Xbox Live on Nintendo Switch. Mm-hmm. So,
yep. Rumored. Is that confirmed yet? Or is that like an E3 rumor?
Confirmed.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we talked about it too. Yeah, I think it was confirmed. You're right. So, again, this to me just says that PlayStation is actually following through with their word. I know I was a little bit harsh on them earlier in the year when news was breaking that they said that they were going to verbally open the doors a little bit. They're showing it. They're showing at least that they're willing to work with at least Xbox for right now. We'll see if they ever kind of come around to Nintendo, but...
Well, they're slowly seeing Xbox pull ahead of them.
It's true. All right. So we'll move on from that topic, and we'll go on to the endgame kind of spot review or kind of recap. Basically, our feelings on the movie and some very specific points in the movie, too, that we want to discuss. Was it 3 weeks since the movie kind of thing? Spoilers. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody dies. That's how the movie ends. Everybody dies. No. Okay.
That's so all I remembered.
You don't remember that? You have to watch it after the credits.
There were no after credits.
Did you leave before the end credits? Everybody dies. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Okay.
Bad joke. All right. So what were some of your takeaways from the end game? Did it give you any kind of like closure? Did it make you hopeful for the future? Can you see some new movies coming out of it and want to see them?
I gotta say the two twists I think that really got me was Black Widow and Iron Man.
Yep.
And Cap. Cap threw me for a curve too.
Yeah, I like, and well actually that's the subject we're gonna dive deeper in.
That's for later. I mean, mm-hmm. but I was surprised more so with Iron Man.
Yes. And I actually didn't even get the feeling that was going to happen until, of course, Doctor Strange put up the one, and then you kind of were like, oh, crap, he's going to go do something again crazy, like, you know, bringing a nuke back into the portal in the first Avengers movie and luckily fall back into Earth. And so he's been involved in pretty much saving the world at least two times that I can remember from an Avengers standpoint.
I mean, I had a feeling something was going to happen with him when... you know, when Stark kept asking Doctor Strange what mm-hmm. needs to happen, he says, right. if I tell you, it won't happen.
Right. Because then he would not go.
It involved
right.
him.
Right. Exactly.
So for me, that was probably the biggest shock. Mm-hmm. I made the mistake of buying a large iced tea in this movie.
Oh, it's a 3-hour movie.
I know. I didn't drink all of it. I drank only like a quarter of it in probably an hour and a half, and I was like,
squirming
man,
around.
Oh,
yeah.
Squirm
yeah.
is not the word.
I got a large popcorn. I think I got like a water, but like a small one. But I slow sipped that thing because I knew it was a 3-hour movie.
I really didn't think it through.
My biggest takeaways is I'm excited for the next Guardians of the Galaxy because hashtag Fat Thor. Fat Thor was
hilarious.
The best part of the, not the best part, but it was a hilarious. It was a needed relief from all the serious things that were going on.
Well, I mean, not just that. It showed how much it affected him.
Oh, yeah. That he didn't get that kill blow and half the population of everybody in the universe was evaporated. I mean, that's heavy. That's some heavy stuff right there. Although it was quite funny. And then they brought back in the guy from Thor 3, the rock guy, whatever his name
yep.
was. The British comedian. Yeah, that was pretty funny. Another thing that I took away was the same thing, the one that was pretty cool moment. The Black Widow thing, again, I don't think anybody could have predicted that because of her series coming out, right?
I kind of, yeah, but that was said to be a prequel.
Oh, okay. So that kind of, yeah, I know it's going
to
be a prequel, but.
I expected it to be Clint, to be honest with you.
Well, I did too, because his family's all gone. Why would he? I know they're trying to get it back,
but
and everything
I think
like that.
But I think the twist in that scene is more the fact that because she sacrificed herself and they got what they needed, it showed that Clint loved her. Because you can only...
Right, you only can sacrifice one that you love.
So I think that was more meant to be the twist.
Okay.
Was that he had moved on and had a family, but mm-hmm. still loved her.
Yeah. No, that's actually a really good catch. I didn't even, I mean, I put it together. I kind of, to me, I summed it up more as like, you know, like a working, not like working relationship love, but they've been tight in the field for a long time, agents together, like that mutual bond that you get.
Yep.
Or that you're supposed to get in those scenarios. That's how I kind of took it. But yeah, no, you're right. It does, because they legit said that in the last movie that to Thanos, like you can only give up what that you love the most. So, or love, I'm not sure it said love the most, but love at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a good call. Good catch. Now let's get back to last week's mailbag question. Do you think it was better than Iron Man 1?
Well, definitely equivalent.
Yeah. I'd say it's on, now that I have had not recency bias, I think you're right.
I think for me, the one moment in the movie that really got me really excited was when Cap got Mjolnir
mm-hmm.
and
yes yep
and started swinging yep. it around
yeah the Russo brothers said that he was always worthy
yeah
and
yeah.
that he was they used the term
he was being modest
yes
about
thank
it.
You yes
because he was afraid that he would make Thor uncomfortable making mm-hmm. him think that he wasn't worthy for it anymore
yep. So I thought that was really cool. That's a really good play. That's really cool. Plus Cap with the Mew Mew, as it was called in Thor 1 by Kate Dennings. I think she called it Mew Mew. Because I can't even pronounce that. How would you say it again?
Mjolnir.
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 Mjolnir. Mjolnir.
Miller.
Mjolnir.
Bueller.
Bueller.
That for me was...
Yeah.
Was definitely the...
That was
most,
BA. Yeah.
Most... exciting part of the movie, just seeing him swing that hammer around.
It was really cool. I didn't know that he could channel lightning with that, though. I thought like that was just Thor's thing, like he could channel the lightning.
Thor doesn't need the hammer to channel the lightning.
Well, that's what I mean, but Captain was he was controlling lightning with Mew Mew. I didn't know that was you get that with the ability to I well, thought you just got the hammer, but that's ignorance on my part.
I mean, Cap had wielded the hammer several times in the comics, mm-hmm. so
yeah. No, I thought it was one of those moments where you're just like, oh hell yes, this is happening, and it is BA to the max. I really enjoyed that part as well. So before we kind of dive deeper into what happened with Cap at the end of the movie, I want to know, are you excited for future movies? Like, did you leave wanting more? Because let me give you my point of view first. To me, this has been the entirety of my college, my high school. Like, this has been a large chunk of our lives, right?
Yeah.
It feels epic. I think it came to an epic conclusion. I really liked it. Am I going to invest myself in future movies now? I want to say yes, but I don't know. I'm kind of lost because we've been following this story for over a decade now.
Yeah, but I think there's still more to be told. I mean, they obviously, you know, with the whole time travel thing.
Right.
Who's to say that Iron Man won't come back?
True.
Because think about it. Gamora is still there.
Yeah, but they went back and... So the Gamora thing is different because they actually grabbed her from the past.
But even still...
Or she came from the past to the future, so she skipped over her own death. So it's a different version of Gamora.
Yeah, but...
Which is why she's not in love with Star-Lord.
Which is fine, but who's to say that that won't happen?
Well, that's why I'm excited for... Guardians of the Galaxy 3, because there's a lot of things that need to be tied up in that. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, it's Rocket's last go. He's not going to be... Are they going to go more into Rocket's past or something like that? I think he's out. Obviously, Robert Downey Jr.'s out. Black Widow's still going to be in it, but in only going backwards. So, I am excited, but I'm scared that it might go the way of the 80s action hero movies, where it just kind of dissolves and fuzzes out. And I don't want them to keep going to a point where they kind of diminish what they were.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we will. So, yeah. I mean, that was just my take on it. I'm excited for it. Don't get me wrong. I still want to see them, and I want to see them be great. But I'm worried that they're going to kind of... Because the Russo brothers aren't doing it anymore.
Yeah, they said they were done. Yeah.
So.
Which, I mean, that's fine. You know, I really want to see Hugh Jackman come back.
Well, I just saw something that came out on Twitter. It was again regarding when we talked about it before, about him saying that he would come back if Disney if Disney was able to get them back together, like get X-Men over with Marvel Studios, that he would be willing to at least talk about it. But the dude is 10 years older and... You know, those X-Men movies came out at least 10 years ago, right?
Longer than that.
Is it longer than that? You're right. They're before the Marvel Cinematic Universe coming out.
He's been playing the part for 18 years.
Yeah. So, we'll see. I mean, I am excited for the future, and I do hope that it gets better than what it's been.
I know Ryan Reynolds has been relentless trying to get him. I mean, relentless. He will not leave him alone.
He'll get him. Ryan Reynolds always gets his man. Okay, so let's dive deeper into the Captain America thing that happened at the end of the movie. So, again, spoilers. I hope that you wouldn't have listened this far, but, well, too late now.
Yeah, tough.
So Captain America travels back in time, and I think this is pretty obvious what he was going to do. I think to me, before it even kind of happened, he traveled back in time, returning all the stones back to where they were in the time frame so that everything would match up, you know, play as it should. But the very last one that he left or put back, he stayed. He stayed with Peggy and lived a long life with her, got married, yada, 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 and showed up basically at the lake at the end of the movie. And I thought it was really cool that both Bucky and Sam... Or the Winter Soldier and Falcon showed up at the end to look at him at the bench. And Bucky goes, go ahead. And like pushed him up. You know, he's like, go ahead. And so Sam approached Captain America and they had a discussion. And Sam Falcon is the new Captain America.
Maybe Bucky knew the plan the whole time.
He could have. I mean, they certainly come from the same time period, so you would have had the opportunity to talk to him. But I don't know. They explain that. Like, just because you talked to somebody in the past doesn't mean that they'd have that new memory from you in the past. But I don't know. But either way, it is different than what I believe everyone thought would happen from Winter Soldier, that movie. Everyone, I think, believed that at some point Bucky was going to become Captain America like he did in the early comic books. But you had a point, you had a different point of view of that.
Well, I mean, Sam and Cap built a pretty big relationship together, mm-hmm. you know, between Winter Soldier and Civil War.
Yeah, throughout the movies, they had a very tight, very same moral guidelines,
yeah.
very same thoughts, attitudes, everything aligned very tightly. They both agreed in how service should be done. So it makes sense. I'm not saying it doesn't make sense. I think if you weren't following close enough, I think everyone just thought it was going to default to Bucky. But I think it's cool.
Well, I think everybody thought that it was going to default to Bucky because that's how it went in the comics.
Right. And I did a little bit of a dive in around.
It did go to Falcon in the comics later on than Bucky. But maybe, you know, with the upcoming show mm-hmm. with Falcon and Bucky,
something happens
to Falcon and Bucky takes the mantle after that, would be my guess.
And you dropped that knowledge nugget on me right before the show, and I was like, wow. That's a really good point.
Yeah, you were a little mind blown on that.
With all the new shows coming out on Disney Plus, I'm forgetting all the side ones from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
They're gonna be looking for all sorts of plot twists.
Oh yeah, and I think that's where the magic's gonna come from for the next, you know, 5-10 years is through the Disney Plus platform. Maybe not all the cinema, but
yeah,
that's the big moneymaker.
But there's still a lot of villains that they can use.
Oh sure, sure. Absolutely. I like how the movie ended. I like that little spin. Did you notice towards the end when they're kind of panning back from the funeral, you know, putting him in the lake? Did you notice the little kid? He's younger teenager. Did you say like, who the hell is that guy? Kind of standing by himself as they're kind of panning up the hill?
No, okay. I missed that.
There's one kid, and this is for everyone who's seen the movie who you probably already Googled it if you haven't already, but as they're panning back up, there's a guy on the camera right up on the hill who's kind of like a teenager, angsty looking. He is the kid from Iron Man 3 when he's in the garage, when he kind of like lands out in no man's land, like in like Montana or something like that.
Yeah.
And the kid, like his little gizmo kid who kind of like helps him build his suit and get his confidence back.
Yeah.
It's that kid grown up. It's actually the same actor. So they just were giving like a little tip of the cap to that movie. Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
I'll tell you at that scene in the movie, mm-hmm. What really got me was the whole conversation between Tony's daughter.
Yes. And Jon Favreau.
And Jon Favreau over cheeseburgers.
Yep. What do you want? What do you want to eat? I want a cheeseburger. I'll get you as many cheeseburgers as you want. Yep. Your daddy loved cheeseburgers. That got me.
Yeah.
That got me right in the feels. Right here in the heart piece.
yeah.
So with that, that's kind of the conclusion of the end game recap. Again, it wasn't in depth. We just wanted to touch on some points that we liked, that we thought were interesting, the future, and then kind of dive a little bit deeper into the cap action there. Because Chris Evans is no longer going to be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, at least not as a lead role. He might do a cameo or something here and there, maybe, but he's not going to be capped anymore. So, and also, obviously, Robert Downey Jr., like we said before, is not going to be in there either. So,
well, didn't Chris Evans say he wanted to play Human Torch again?
Did he really? That would be weird, though.
Pretty sure that I heard that he had said that somewhere.
Michael B. Jordan played it the last time, right? Michael B. Jordan.
I don't know. I gave up on the Fantastic.
The second one wasn't as bad as the first, but certainly wasn't great. So, I don't know. All right. So, let's get into the last topic here.
Yep.
What we did is we decided to take or list three games that we're each looking forward to, and then also one speculation choice, just to say we think this will be coming out soon, or at least maybe even be named at E3, maybe as kind of a surprise shock. I know there have been some lists out there of what games have been confirmed haven't come out, and these ones aren't on there, so it's good. We may have nailed something, which is pretty sweet. I think we'll just share the first one, because we have one on each of our lists that's the same.
Yep.
All right, you want to name it?
I'll let you.
Okay, so it's Halo Infinite. It will be releasing November of this year, 2019, and my hopes for this one is I want to bring back the good old days, the good feels. I'm kind of getting tired of Call of Duty a little bit.
Yep.
It's getting a little run out. But I really, really, really want a good big team battle again. I miss big team battle. I miss the vehicles. I miss just whipping around. I miss the power weapons.
The days of Halo 3.
Yes. The days of Halo 3. Red versus blue. I just really want that feel again to play with all my buds and just run through, you know, each map and just destroy people again.
Possibly get the band hammer on accident for boosting.
Yeah, that was...
Not that we say that that's okay, but it...
Hey, we did it.
We were younger.
We were younger, dumber. Only one of us got banned. Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, sorry. Really sorry, Mike.
And the funny thing is he's the one who's like... He was the one that was literally saying, like, I'm the one who's going to get banned for this.
Yep, blah, blah, and he did.
And he did.
And he didn't talk to us for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Sorry.
We thank you for your sacrifice.
It's a good memory, though.
It is a pretty good memory, though. It is. He got his account back and everything, so everything's fine. But all right. So what's your second pick?
My second pick is Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Woohoo! All right, that one's releasing this year.
Yeah, this year. Okay. Later this year. I'm thinking probably around November, December is what I'm thinking.
Is that PS4 only?
I believe it's a timed exclusive. I learned later. It is coming out on PS4 first.
Okay. I've seen some screenshots from that. That looks like a seriously good remake.
It looks amazing.
It looks really good. Like really, really good. From the animation that you see back on, back in the day, to PlayStation even. To now, it's like you got like instead of like, you know, the cones and the circles and the jagged edges, it's all smooth and nice looking.
Well, the animation looks a lot like the movie.
Yeah, Advent. Yep. Yes, it does. Anything else on that one?
Just excited about it. I mean,
it's going to be the same gameplay, so it's going to be turn based. Yeah, or are they going to do like? Oh, did they change it 15 or not?
They're
15,
changing
13.
It up. It's I want to say real time action.
Like
it's
real
not
turn, time.
It's not turn based.
Wait. Is it okay? So I bought 12 or 13. I don't remember which one it was. It was like 12. That. Okay. It was a time based. It wasn't turn based, but it was like a time based thing, almost like Final Fantasy 11 was. You know how like that you kind of just had like timed hits, and it was kind of turn based-y, but it was always flowing.
Yeah, it's supposed to be more like that.
I might pick that up then. That 12 was a beautiful game. Yeah. Okay. So that makes me a little... 'Cause I never could get into Final Fantasy VII because I suck at tactical battles.
Well, you have to plan it out. You need to know.
I know. But I'm bad at it. Oh. I like the hack and slashers. mindless. I don't need to think about it. Boobity boom, boom, boom. That's what I like. But okay. Choking on my spit. Okay. So my second pick is Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
You gonna make it?
Maybe.
Live. You're seeing this live, people.
You all get to see me choke out live. Okay. So Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is coming out November. I'm going to be broke in November.
Yep.
Of this year.
I think we all are.
Yeah. It's a really good set of games though coming out. So this is a single player game, which I am so pumped for. Don't get me wrong. I like playing multiplayer games with you guys, but all the multiplayer games right now are all first person shooters and I need something else.
Well, not all of them.
Well, true. We're playing Final Fantasy 14 right now.
Yep.
Which stay tuned because we'll have review that sometime in the future.
Yep. But there are other games. I mean, there's Smash Brothers.
Okay. So, first-person shooter or player-versus-player game, besides MMOs. But my point is, I'm really looking forward to a single-player campaign where I can kind of go at my own pace. I can just play through it, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, the writers, also gets me excited, is that the writers from Star Wars Knight of the Old Republic are coming in for this. Also, it's not going to be produced and published by EA. They actually brought in a third-party developer. So it's not going to be developed by EA, sorry. It's going to be brought in by Respawn. The guys who did, what was it? Was it Call of Duty Modern Warfare? Treyarch? They kind of turned into Treyarch or split from Treyarch. I don't know what it was. So we know that they can make good games. It's set in the Star Wars universe shortly after Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. It's also very cool. So I'm really looking forward to this game. I really hope it's a good Star Wars game because it's been void of good Star Wars games since the Super NES.
Yeah.
You know?
Since LucasArts.
Mm-hmm. And LucasArts is back making games. You brought that up off camera. They are back in the games. And I'm really hoping that Disney buys out EA and just says, get the F out. I think EA is a part of Disney, though. Electronic Arts. I want to say that they are, but I hope they just get rid of them because EA just has been crapping all over Star Wars brand. So that's my second one. What's your third one?
My third's Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening.
Okay. That one's also coming out this year?
Later this year, tail end of this year.
And of course, Switch only, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
It looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, I like the updated graphics. It's, mm-hmm. You know, doesn't take much to, you know, upscale from the pea green graphics of the Game Boy, but
right.
You know, I'm excited to see this game come out. You know,
yeah, yeah. So from two out of your list, it's like remakes are going to be big this year. It looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I like to see an occasional remake come mm-hmm. out every now and then.
Yeah.
Get an updated version of an original game that you loved to play when you mm-hmm. were younger. I think it's a novel idea, you know?
I 100% agree with you. I like remakes. I like playing them. The thing about me, though, is like once I play a game, I hate going back to play it again. I have no idea why I have that. But remakes are different for me because it's a different graphical visual of the game. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably pick it up and play it. I'm really strongly thinking about the Final Fantasy VII one, though, because I wasn't looking too much into that. I just seen the screenshots and stuff. But, man, how the gameplay is going
to
be.
I sent you the link to the gameplay trailer.
Yeah.
You didn't watch it, did you?
I can't always watch everything. I got to try harder, though.
The whole point of why I sent it to you was to show you the gameplay, that it was not turn-based.
Right. Well, then I'm excited for that. What do you got for your special? Wait, I got to do my third, right?
Yeah, you can do yours.
So my third is Borderlands 3. I am super pumped about Borderlands. I love this game. It's coming out September, so it's, you know, 2 months before the November. So maybe I can save up some money
broke
in those 2 months.
It's a joke.
Yes, sir. So there's been a few things in the media about Gearbox and their CEO assaulting the Claptrap voice actor. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not.
So apparently the Claptrap voice, the little robot guy who kind of speeds through everything, he was assaulted going into an elevator at some conference by the CEO of Gearbox. And I guess there's been other stories that have come out. Wow. The guy's a nut job, basically. Either way, I believe the game's still going to be released on time. But the Claptrap guy is out. He's so the voice actor. If there's anything that he didn't complete yet, he's out.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Interesting.
But I am excited. I have had fun. They haven't really changed the formula too much, so which makes me happy because I like the first one. And we'll get into that in my speculation game, how people change things and it screws it up.
Gotta say that the Claptrap guy kind of made the game.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was hilarious. And the narration throughout the game definitely made it. He'd come in to calm, and he would like say some things, and then like, boop. So he did make the game. And I'm not sure if it's coming out in September, he had to have recorded some things, I would assume.
Maybe he's already done everything that he was supposed to.
Yeah.
Tough to say.
Yeah.
Too bad that he got assaulted.
It is.
That's not right.
No, it is not. And I think that's still pending resolution. So, yeah. What do you got for your speculation?
Well, I think there's going to be another Legend of Zelda game coming up. New title.
How long has it been? Three or four years?
Yeah, it's been 3-4 years.
Since Breath of the Wild, yeah.
Yeah, since Breath of the Wild. And I'm only saying that because, you know, I mean, with Link's Awakening coming out, it just kind of makes me feel like there's a new title coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I did hear through the grapevine that there was speculation of, you know, Skyward Sword being remade.
Oh.
Or, you know, like an HD remake.
Yeah, yeah.
But it seems like it's the right timeline for a new title, in my opinion.
All right. I think news of Metroid might drop before that, but they went back to the drawing board on that one, so who knows when we'll hear from that one. Yeah,
that's going to be a long time before.
Yeah, it'll probably be 2 years before we hear. Well, probably a year we'll hear something about it, and then another year for the release. But no, that's a really good one. I love Zelda, so I would love there for to be an announcement of a new Zelda game. That would be really, really great. Yeah. So mine is Dragon Age 4. And I know Dragon Age 2 and 3 suck butt, and I hate them. And they changed the formula so much from Dragon Age Origins. And they keep changing it. It's like, just go back to Dragon Age Origins. Like,
it's a series I could never really get into, to be honest with you.
And that's the thing that, like, confused me the most, because it's not exactly turn-based. It's, like, live action, and you control a party. So it's like Squadrons, right? Star Wars Squadrons or Rebel Squadron, whatever it's called, where you play as the main person, and then you can kind of control, and actually you can, in the third one, you could, like, take their position and like use them and do what actions you wanted to. I don't like to micromanage so much, and Origins I think nailed it. You could basically just play your character, and the AI was smart enough to do what they needed to do in your party, and you could move on and yada yada yada, and the story was great. I want there to be Dragon Age 4 Origins Revisited or something like that. And hopefully that would be like a 2020 release, but I need that Origins style for my soul. I just need it, man. Like, I don't know. I really hope that they go back to the original, but that's just me. So, but yeah, guys, do you have anything else that you want to add? No?
I think that's it.
All right, guys. So that's it for us. I hope you enjoyed. Go to gentlemangeekpodcast.wordpress.com. You can get everything, merchandise, all of our links, everything. So, peace.
This has been a Gentleman Geek production. Follow us on Twitter at gentleman_geek. Or visit our WordPress website at www.gentlemangeekpodcast.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.